Okay, in the middle of page 27, hopefully moving out to Sif page 28 today, we have a bunch of dinim that I want to cover today. So Sif Chas tells us like this. After you've checked, you examined your tzitzias in order that they're not entangled, we'll see another examination in just one moment after this halacha. It says, Yechavin bitatapso. When you go ahead and mitatei for your tzitzias, you have to have a specific kavanah. We all know this is the Lantis group, as Kol Mitzvosai. You're supposed to remember all the mitzvahs when you put on your tzitzis. Therefore, you're supposed to mechavin this when you put on your tzitzis. Okay, so you'll ask, what's the chiddush? We have all mitzvahs you're supposed to mechavin. So, Dafka, if anyone's in the Chabur, we learned Alchot Tfilin. So, we have the same halacha over there by Tfilin, just as a different pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here that by all mitzvahs, we have to have kavanah. All mitzvahs, we have a mitzvah of mitzvahs, trichas kavanah. You have to have a kavanah. They're doing a mitzvah, l'shem, the mitzvah before you go ahead and do the mitzvah. But there's three specific mitzvahs in the Torah to tell you you have to have an additional specific kavanah. And that is, I just mentioned a moment ago, by tefillin, also over here by sukkah, by tzitzis. And the third one is an hilchos sukkah that we're going to be approaching soon in the days of sukkah. Now, over here, if you look inside the Mishnah Berurah, he gets all this all out of the fish. See, cutting your test, he says, this type of kavanah is milvana kavanah shetzarech lechavein bilevisha lekayim mitzvotis. This is except for the specific kavanah that you have to have that you're mekayim the mitzvotis. Now, the kavanah you have to mekayim mitzvotis, that's the basic kavanah. You always have to have that kavanah. If you do not mekayim do l'shem mitzvot, that's the machlokas and the gemara, mitzvot strichot kavanah, mitzvot ein, strichot kavanah. We paskin mitzvot strichot kavanah in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, we paskin mitzvot strichot kavanah. Therefore, the Bir Halacha over there, as Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsel points out, in Simon Samech, over here, in Dibur Masel Lechavin, is I Bir Halacha, Simon Samech, Dibur Masel Yesh, Omri, Shim Eino Lechavin Kain, if you don't have the basic kavanah, that I'm a kaim in the midst of tzitzis, I'm a kaim in the midst of the Zoraisa, forget about this extra kavanah that we're talking about over here, the basic kavanah, Hari Mavastel Mitzvah Sasei the tzitzis. You're not only not even going to be yotzei the mitzvah, but you're mevatel the mitzvah. You're over the bittel mitzvah asay. It's like you're wearing a four-corner garment without wearing tzitzis on it. That's how bad it is if you don't have kavanah, because it's kilo and not mechavi to the mitzvah. So that we don't go so far. Rishon Zalman disagrees with this Bir Halacha. He says, I am a Rabbeisha over there. Rishon Zalman disagrees with the Bir Halacha, even though, you're not going to be yotzei your mitzvah, it's not like you're going to be mevatel mamish the mitzvah tzitzis altogether. Okay, but you definitely have to have that kavanah. Before I go out and put my tzitzis, I make the bracha, I should have kavanah. Number one, I'm about the mitzvah, fill a mitzvah in the reisa, a mitzvah tzitzis. On top of that, we learn over here, you're supposed to think the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to wear the tzitzis in order that I can remember all 613 mitzvahs. That's why we put on the mitzvah. Why do we have to have the specific kavanah by tzitzis? So as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, because by these three mitzvahs, the Torah goes out of its way to tell you why you do the mitzvah. Okay, we have tami mitzvahs by a lot of mitzvahs. Okay, look at the Ram and the Ramban, they explain why we do the Ramban. But there's three mitzvahs in the Torah that tells you why you do these mitzvahs. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah once again, the Kotav Haba, Shekana din b'tfilin, the Sukkah, the same did as by tfilin and Sukkah. Asim shar mitzvahs yotzei ashlo mechavin bo davar, even though by other mitzvahs you're going to be yotzei, even if you don't have any extra kavanah. Except for the fact that I have kavanah, I'm doing the mitzvah l'shem shamayim, I'm doing that for the mitzvah of Hashem. Hanach shani, these three mitzvahs are different. In order that you remember the mitzvah, you do this mitzvah in order that you remember all the mitzvahs. In order that the Torah should be flowing from our mouth. Okay? That's why we put on tefillin. Ubesukkah says Laman, Yehu Dorasechem, Ki Yashavti Avzei Yisrael Basukkah, so that you remember all throughout the generations that Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the Midbar. That's why we do the mitzvah of Sukkah. And therefore you're supposed to have these specific kavanah by these three mitzvahs. Okay, the other side. Now, we know that the basic kavanah of mitzvah srichot kavanah, that could uproot your mitzvah, that could make you not yotzei. What about this extra kavanah by these three things? So this, because the machlokas and the achron, the prima gadim, and the Bikuri Yaakov in Hilchos Sukkah, the Bikuri Yaakov said, if you do not have this extra special kavanah, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. That means if today you didn't think about Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha when you put on your tefillin, you're not yotzei tefillin. If you didn't think about Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha when you put on your tefillin, you are not yotzei your mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay, you said it in Kriyat Shema, but if you didn't think about it, you're not going to be yotzei. Okay, and the same thing, you're going to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. If you don't think about why you're sitting in the sukkah, Laman Yedu Dorasel Giyoshat Bnei Yisrael B'Sukkah, you're not yotzei sukkah according to the Bikur Yaakov. Luckily, we do not paskin like the Bikurei Yaakov Alach Lamaisa. Lamaisa, even though it's a very important chinuchi to understand and the chiyuv to understand these actions, special kavanas when you're doing these mitzvahs. Mikol Makom says the Mishnah Berurah. This is all in order to make your mitzvah bishlei musa. Okay, to fulfill the best mitzvah. That's like a b'diavad. Asim lo kivim b'chol elu rak l'kayim a mitzvah asay yasav. You just have the basic kavana of that I'm making a mitzvah l'shem mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Then you're going to be yotzei your mitzvah b'diavad. Okay, Rakar Matadi per Mikanamus and Kalisha Kotovkin, the Himacha will tell me to be a grub, Shafilu, but this is Ena Kavanali Kuba, we're not going to say it's going to be Matakev the Mitzvah. Okay, so when before we put our tzitzis, or the other tzitzis now, you're supposed to think two things. Number one, about the soul Mitzvah Zareisa, that Shem Bekar Zalk commanded me, and number two, I'm doing the Mitzvah Zareisa because, in order to remember the 613 Mitzvahs. Fine, that's Steve Test. Moving on to Steve Test. Now, he says another type of an examination. Kodim Shiyavach. Before you make the bracha, Ya'ayin the chutzah tzitzis. You look at your strings of your tzitzis. Imhem kshir, to know if they're kosher. Forget about the fact that they're entangled or not. You have to make sure you have eight strings. Are they made correctly? Kadesh lo yavarech levatola. In order that you don't come to make a bracha levatola. So everyone jumps on over here. Why is that the reason? If I puzzle tzitzis and I put on a four-corner garment, I'm wearing a four-corner garment without scissors. That's bad enough. Why do I have to get onto the fact that I'm going to make a bracha levatola? It's true. There's two things that happen if I put on puzzle scissors. Number one, I'm wearing a four-corner garment without scissors on them. I'm a vassal of mitzvah assay. And also, I might make a bracha levatola. So the Mishnah Berurah over here explains why the Mechaber Dafka is worried about the bracha levatola. Okay, and I'll send one thing outside to explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. He says, in the end of the day, it's true that you should go ahead and examine your tzitzis, but we have another concept in halacha, and that's called a chazaka. If you have a chazaka, okay, over here you have a chazaka that your tzitzis are kosher. When you bought the tzitzis, hopefully, they were kosher. So they have a cheskas kashrus on them. So on the fact is really, the chazaka should tell you that you don't even have to check them every day, because you can assume that they're still kosher like they were yesterday. Okay, that's a chazaka. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. If you look inside, Sif Katan, he says, even though without a bracha levatola, you have a chashash isra sheyubash beged shel dal knafos below tzitzis, that you might put on a four-corner garment without tzitzis on it. Mikol makom mokmei lechos kosei shei hakosher. On that vitzel mitzvah assay, you can rely on the chazaka. The chazaka will tell you your tzitzis are still kosher, you don't have to worry about checking that. Rayak mishum chomer glotisa sheyesha bracha levatola, but since bracha levatola is so chomer, okay, you have a chashash, we'll see some in the raisa, okay, we're not getting into the sugya, the raisa, the rabbanan, but you have a chashash connected to taking Hashem's name in vain, which is one of the Ten Commandments, therefore it's such a chamar yisr, hechmiru lubadko, even though you have a chazaka that tells you your tzitzis are kosher, the Shulchan Aruch is machmir that you have to go ahead and check them to make sure that they are going to be kosher before you go ahead and make the bracha. So on the mitzvah of tzitzis, a four-corner garment, we rely on the chazaka. Oh, okay, we'll get there in 1 second. Since it's only connected to the bracha, not to the levirik. Mishalovish kam begadim shal tzitzis. Let's say Rav Chaim Pinchas Hashanah used to wear, I don't know, 70 plus tzitzis. Ain't tzach levat lidok ela echaman. You really only have to go ahead and check one of them, because once you're going to make a bracha, one of them is at least kosher. Kevin de bracha achas lekula. Aval achronim katzu de reit lidok kula. I'm better to check all of them. Echad lo samchina chazaka makom diachon levaro. Number one, if you could check it out, better to rely on checking and not the chazaka. And also, it's not such a great chazaka because the tzitzis strings break a lot. Now, if one does not check, so we have another thing to rely on nowadays. I heard B'Shem Rav Yashem Mori and Rav Inner Rav Nevensal told me the same thing that happens to me nowadays. Our tzitzis are made a lot stronger than they what they used to be, especially those who have the thick tzitzis strings, the talus, we call the talus strings, a lot of people have them around their tzitzis, those they are even stronger, they have many times do not break so easily, especially if they're pretty much new. Therefore, some say that you can rely on this chazaki even more nowadays. For sure, once you go ahead and check, but b'dyavid, if he did not check, he can rely on that, you don't have to worry that you're waking a bracha levatala nowadays. Okay, so that I heard B'Shem Rav Yashem and Rav Reiner Rav Nevensal thought also that it's a good enough chazaka today, even in terms of the bracha levatala, you don't have to be as mapped, one still should check. quickly check your tzitzis to make sure, especially where they're connected to the whole, that nothing has come undone over there, because if one string is not connected to the whole anymore, the whole tzitzis is for sure possible, and then you should check your string, make sure there's 8 of them. If there's only 7, then you should ask your shayla a little later on, at what point your tzitzis become possible, and when they are still going to be kosher. Okay, so that is it. So number one, you're supposed to make sure that the tzitzis are not entangled like we learned yesterday. Okay, and furthermore, now you have to make sure that they're still kosher in order before you go ahead and make a bracha. Therefore, also, let's say you are putting a bracha on the tiles of the shul, without getting to whether your chazan, you should make a bracha or not make a bracha. If you're ever borrowing a tiles from someone else, for sure you should go ahead and check them, because you don't know if the other person is so makfit on their tzitzis to make sure that they're kosher and stuff like that. So if you're ever borrowing a tiles from a shul, say a shul one that's used so often, and or your friend, and you're going to be making a bracha on it, for sure you should go ahead and check the tiles to make sure that it is going to be kosher. Now, moving on to Siv Yud. So you wake up in the morning, we just got touched on this once before. If you wake up in the morning, okay, and your hands are not clean yet, okay, we try and make brachas only when our hands are clean. And therefore, if you got up in the morning and you want to put on your talis katan while your hands are not clean, what should you do? You'll be shenu below bracha. You should first put on your tzitzis, don't make a bracha on it. When you go ahead and wash your netilas yadayim, you mashmesh betzitzas v'yavarchalav. Then you can just take your tzitzas, pick them up in the air, and then go ahead and make a bracha on them. Oh, another option is for those who wear a talis, because she yield off talis acher. When you go buy another talis or another pair of tzitzas, you bark alav. You could have kavana on the other pair of tzitzis, and you would not then have to mashmesh in the first pair of tzitzis because you're making a bracha on the second one, and mimelos can be chal on the first one. So that is the optional variation. One option is, if your hands are not clean, you're not washing ankle vasser yet in the morning, you could go ahead and put out your tzitzis without a bracha, make a bracha after. Those who wear towels, just make the bracha on the towels, and then go ahead and have kavana on the first pair of tzitzis. There's not coming in between these two. If you're not wearing a talis, you're going to make a bracha on the tzitzis, you should be mashmishing them. You should pick up the tzitzis when you go ahead and make the bracha on it. Somewhat like over lasiyasan then. There is actually a third option over here, which I think is the best option. Interestingly, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch does not mention it over here, and that is based on the Mishnah Berurah that is much earlier on in Siman Dalet. Siv Katan Samach Aleph writes over there, even though they're your hands are supposed to be washed with water in the morning in terms of getting off the tumah, that's in order to get the ruach ra off. Okay? However, your hands are just dirty from sleeping, they might have touched something dirty. That's good enough just to rub your hands on kol midi menaki, any abrasive surface. Okay? You could do it probably on your blanket that you wear. Okay? On your bedpost that you have. If you just rub your hands on kol midi menaki, then you are able to make a bracha, even though you still have ruach ra in your hands, you're still allowed to make a bracha. You can go ahead and make a bracha on your tzitzis at that point, even without washing negilvah. So that Moreno Rabbeinu and Nevin so also agreed is perhaps the best idea, best way over here, because then you're not going to be putting on your tzitzis without a bracha. You make sure that you go ahead and make a bracha even before. And so that is a third option that one could go ahead and do in this case. I forgot to mention in the previous halacha, when you're checking your tzitzis, 1/8 of that Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl does point out over here, in terms of checking your tzitzis, every day when you take all those, wear a talus, or tzitzis, you want to make sure that you've checked them before, every day when you take them off, when you take off your talus at the end of davening, or you're going to take off your talus, check your tzitzis at that point. Once you check your tzitzis at that point, then it's for sure good enough chazaka for the next day. Nothing's happened to your tzitzis. Once in the talus bag, nothing's going to happen to them. You've already checked already for the next day. It's already prepared already for the next day, especially if it's going to be Erev Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you go ahead and check your tzitzis and you find them possible, there's not much to do about it, and the checking is not going to really help. But if you take it, always do it. When you take it off, then you're going to go ahead and already on Friday, you'll check out your tzitzis to make sure that they're ready to go for the next day. Mr. Brum mentioned at the end of Sikhat and Kavdez that you're allowed to go ahead and do this. He says, Mimbadaka Talos, the top of page 28. You will not have to go ahead and check it again the next day. Okay? So that is an option. Let's just start one more halacha, and this is going to connect to wearing your tzitzis in, wearing your tzitzis out. Okay? We'll only discuss that really tomorrow, but I just want to see the mechaber inside, and we'll start with that tomorrow. Iker mitzvah talis katan losho al begot. You might be surprised over here, but the mechaber is not chassidish, but he tells you like the chassidim do. He says to wear your talis katan over your begot. Okay? He says to wear them over your begot, and that's what you're supposed to, how you're supposed to wear your talis katan. Kadesha Talmud, your Ehu, Vyizkar mitzvahs, in order that you always see your tzitzis, and you're always going to go ahead and remember the mitzvahs Okay, so they should be outside so that you go ahead and see him. So the Mishnah of Berurah already points out over here in terms of the beg of the minhag is not like this. And according to the towels cut in tachas because of, that's why. Even by the Tzvart, even though the Mechaber over here says wear it over the Beged, the Tzvartim, and most Ashkenazim also wear them under their clothes nowadays. The Chassidim, as we know, many of them go ahead like the Mechaber over here, and they wear the tzitzit over their Beged. Okay, this will continue with Bezrat Hashem next time. We'll get into Sifat and Kavdal in terms of the tzitzit strings. Bezrat Hashem next time, Ad Kan.